Tyler Rouser, spokesman for the North Summit District, said they've been working closely with state highway authorities.
We have worked diligently with UDOT, the construction company. We work closely with the Highway Patrol every day, and our communication center is in contact with all of them at all times. So in the event of an emergency, we can get access to the closed lanes to get back to tollgate, as well as the single lane that is still open. We'd be able to use that as well. We also do have a great working relationship with Park City Fire District. If we need to call in mutual aid from them, they can come through Promontory and over across.
Rouser said they also have personnel and fire apparatus in the tollgate area.
We've prepared ourselves for this.
Yeah, so where's that apparatus?
Right now it's at the HOA sheds up there is where we've staged it. So it's kind of in the middle of everything. We do plan to start construction as soon as we can on a new fire station up there. That's still in the planning stages, though.
Okay. And do they have the water?
Actually, Tollgate does have a good water system. They are on a culinary water system. They're not on individual wells up there. So that HOA has made sure that we have access to fire hydrants and all that. So we do have a fairly good water system for them.
He said they don't have a back way to the area at this point, but are talking about it.
We've been working with the HOA on some access issues through the Silver Creek subdivision. We've heard of an access through there, but nothing has been set in concrete yet as to where that's at and how that access works.
Tyler Rouser from North Summit Fire, who added they have other neighborhoods with just one access, including Echo Creek Ranches in Echo Canyon and Bridge Hollow near Wanship. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.